77 days left in 2012. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you hit one out of the park this past weekend. And, oh, well, if you didn't, there's another weekend in sight. We just got some days in between, some big days of things that we're going to talk about here on America Tonight, like the latest debate between Obama and Romney. What's going to happen on Tuesday? Newt Gingrich says another bad debate performance by Obama could blow this race wide open. Do you think a lot of people will turn their back on Obama, people who are going to vote for him, if he's lousy in another debate? Is the undecided vote that big, and are they that undecided? Gingrich was a guest on the ABC Sunday Swirl called This Week and said, this is a quote, if Romney had as bad a debate as Obama, we'd be sitting here talking about the election being over. And he knows about Romney because he certainly debated him enough during the Republican race this past year. All bets are they off if Obama returns Tuesday with a bad showing? Do you think that's true? The first one was terrible, and now he's making jokes about it. It's not just Saturday Night Live and comedians. The president himself says he was off his game, so he knows he can't afford to be completely off the second time around. But are we basing what's going to happen at the polls by what happens in these debates? What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE. If you want to ring in, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net. David Axelrod also made the Sunday shows. He says his boss is going to look a lot better this time around.
He viewed the tape. I think he's going to make some adjustments on Tuesday. And, you know, I'm not going to get into detail about strategic changes that he might make, but I just encourage you to watch and show up. I think it'll be an interesting debate.
I think it will be an interesting debate because part of the conversation is going to be about Iran and nukes. It's going to has to be about Libya. In Washington and elsewhere, it's the story that's just not going away. And I just mentioned Newt Gingrich. He's part of the band that's playing the tune that this is a big cover-up and that it's worse than Watergate is what Newt Gingrich says. But a lot of people want more answers on Libya and the attack because you just see the burned out cars and, of course, we know the horrificness of Ambassador Stevens being killed and three other folks in that consulate attack that were career diplomatic types, two Navy SEALs, and it's, of course, terrible. But it's more than that. It's the fact that it was September 11th, and this was a definite attack on September 11th, 11 years later. Even Senator Lindsey Graham leveled conspiracy charges against the White House for attempting to cover up that attack on the embassy that killed Stevens and others. He used the three D's. No one ever wants to hear the three D's. You know what they are? Deny, deceive, delay. So this will be something that will absolutely be part of Tuesday's debate. And let's hear what's said by the president and even Romney throwing in his two cents in what some say is a make or break debate for the press. Somebody's watching because there wouldn't be this much emphasis on the debate, but I don't know that this completely swings an election, though. So the passive performance the first time around 2 weeks ago, the surge for Romney, that's true, no doubt. And expectations for a big time encounter at Hofstra University in New York. The latest polls show this. On Sunday, Reuters did one, a survey of likely voters, and what that poll showed was that Romney had closed the gap or overtaken Obama in the past couple of weeks on a few issues, from who would be better at creating jobs to dealing with taxes and Iran's nuclear ambitions. Even though our unemployment rate now is below 8%, at 7.8%, that was last month's number. It's the first time it's been there, as you all know, since Obama took office in January of 2009. Romney leads the Prez by 42.5% to 39.2% among likely voters on the question of who would be better at creating jobs. And you know that that makes the Democrats uneasy, because the whole job question is the meat of this election. What's in your wallet? Do you have a job? Are your kids going to have jobs? What do we do? Oh, man, this is not good. It's not good when we're losing jobs, can't replace jobs, can't put people through school, all that stuff. And that's heavy on the minds of people that are voting, including younger people, if they vote, the millennials, because they have the worst job prospects of all. Unemployment among that group of people is like 27%. 27%. Wow. One thing I think you can look for at Hofstra on Tuesday is a more fiery, attacking-like president, because Obama said, one of the things that he said is that he was too passive, that he wasn't going for the jugular. He didn't use the words jugular, but he used the words feeling like he was too passive. So I bet that he's going to be not very somber. I think he's going to be pretty aggressive, which means aggressive. 82 times Biden interrupted Paul Ryan. Will we expect a lot of interrupting, or will it be something completely different? Over the weekend, some of that campaigning kind of halted. The Prez was in Williamsburg, Virginia. He was doing debate prep, and he promised that he was going to be very direct, and he was going to confront Romney, that was going to be the whole thing that was going to happen with this debate that focuses on foreign policy. So will we see a shift in momentum in the election? Romney, by the way, he was out campaigning, but he was also focusing on debate prep, too. And they're, of course, very focused on Ohio, and Florida, and that's not a surprise. Obama has a slight lead in Ohio. No Republican has won the White House without winning Ohio. They have not done it. Presidential debates draw fewer TV viewers as they go on, so it's probably harder to shift whatever the perception was from the first debate. You know, that whole thing about first impressions. If you go by history, that would hold true, but maybe not this time around. Maybe more people will watch. The first debate between Obama and Romney had a massive audience. 67.2 million people watched. Will that many people watch from Hofstra? That's where they're going to be, Hofstra University. And foreign policy and how to handle foreign crisis will be the crux of the debate. What do you think? 855-266-KATE. I know you got one eye open and one hand on the cell. 855-266-5283. We're flipping them over. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hype. Debates, you know, I like politics. If I wasn't doing this for a living, I'd watch them. A lot of you might watch it because you're interested in what's being said, what happens with the latest cycle, something changes, some news thing pops up, there's pressure in one direction, and boom, the great thing is questions, and let's hear what the answers are. And foreign policy is huge. It's huge because while the majority of us are concerned about the economy, are worried about the quantitative easing, it's ridiculous. Just print the money, who cares if it's really there or not? So we went away from the gold standard, so we're just throwing this money out there eons ago. And this is what Ben Bernanke does. And at this point now, where we are financially, it is everybody asking themselves, man, do I have a life raft? Are my fates and fortunes starting to turn, or is the tide taking me in the wrong direction? We still have to be concerned about our friends off the shores of the United States because of how much we have invested in other areas and how tied we are economically. That's got to be part of the process. And also some of the things that we've seen with Iran and what happens with the nuclear situation there. How does Israel respond to it? What's our role in that? I mean, I can think of a zillion questions that could be part of this debate. So I think the Tuesday one's going to be real interesting. Let's go to Bill, who's listening to us in Tennessee. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hello, Keith. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
I haven't spoke to you in a while. I enjoyed your travelogue of Ireland.
It was fun.
It seemed like it was. But, you know, Kate, I was a little bit surprised that you didn't give us more feedback on the president. You know, he's Irish on his mom's side. That's his mom's ancestral home.
You know what, I talked about this on the air that when I was in Offaly County, I was in Tullamore, and he went to Tullamore in 2011, right around the same time the Queen was in Ireland and Michelle was with him. The First Lady was with him, and they went into a pub and had a pint of Guinness, and they're all over the covers.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me give you my assessment of the debate coming up, and that's based on having seen four other debates. First, Kennedy and Nixon, and we all know the outcome of that. The outcome, for those that don't know, is that Kennedy won because of Nixon's demeanor up there. Another one that I saw was Bush won. He got a little rattled and seemed out of touch when a woman asked him a question out of the audience, which was the format. And I think he lost it in. And then finally, Ross Perot. People forget about Ross Perot. Haven't heard his name mentioned. But let me tell you something. Ross Perot was a horrible debater, and I think he lost a lot of credibility and lost the election because he did not debate correctly. So let's fast forward that to Tuesday, and let me preface what I want to say about the American voter.
Mm.
The American voter. It's schizophrenic. The American voter has shifting loyalties, and I don't give a lot of credence to a lot of these polls. They're great for talking.
Yeah.
And pardon me?
Yes, I agree with you. They're great for talking. Yeah.
Yeah, great for talking, but the American voter has shifted loyalty. Having said all that, Barack Obama has got to walk up to the plate and hit the ball out of the ballpark. He's got to do it convincingly. He's got to do it without antics like Joe Biden. He's got to do it without lying, and that's going to be hard to do because this president. And I don't think Bill Clinton was any different. I think the prerequisite for being a president is to be able to look in the camera and look at the American people and just lie, lie, lie. And that's what Biden did. If Mitt Romney keeps his cool, stays poised, and certainly. Brings to bear this what has happened in Libya, which is still resonating. People still are getting a handle on it. I think it's going to be, you know, 2-0 is going to be a lot for Obama to pull out. Now I've
two
said
and
a
out.
Lot, but
two
that's
and
what
out.
I believe.
Right. So cool, Bill. So you think, yeah, I love how you say the American voter is schizophrenic. And so if they're schizophrenic and you're right, then the debates would have some sway. And you brought up some big debates and how debates can change the course of history. Remember Michael Dukakis, if you go to 88, he was a very stiff kind of guy. And when responding, he responded to the question that got him of what would he do if his wife was raped and murdered with a, would he respond with the death penalty? What would he do? And that got him, that got him all mixed up, and he was,
yeah,
that
he,
question
he,
sank
he,
him.
Can you believe it? He didn't have a straight answer for a straight question.
No, he didn't have a straight answer for that, and that, so that was definitely, forget it, put a fork in Dukakis, although he, I think there was no way, but it doesn't matter, that was really a killer for him.
Dukakis, but he had another issue. He had another issue, and let's go back. He had the same issue that, the person who ran, he's out of, the war hero who was interned in Vietnam.
The war hero, Kerry. McCain, John McCain.
McCain.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something else why I call the American voter schizophrenic. The American voter, for all that they, the righteousness that they want to exude, do not like sickly people running for president.
I would, yeah, absolutely. Do they look presidential?
That's another thing that bumped Dukakis off, because when they found out he had something going on in his head or was taking some sort of medication, he went down here, and the same with the guy that you just called. His arms, a great hero, but his arms
McCain.
Were going up. Pardon me?
McCain, you're talking about McCain. Yeah.
That's right, McCain. And there's another guy that comes to my mind. Who was the senator, the long-term senator, another war hero? He had a hand problem. What was his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Dole. Bob Dole, when he ran, because remember he had that weird thing with his hand, and he did the Viagra spots, yeah.
Don't like their presidents to be infirmed in any way.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, you're right. If you think about it, the whole thing about looking presidential, thanks, Bill, it probably rings true with what he said there. But is he right? Are the voters schizophrenic? Are you schizophrenic out there, and can the debates make the difference? It's like, you know, I'm sitting here thinking the debates, the 1980 debates, Ronald Reagan had a lot of humor. I've looked at tape of that, and Reagan used his first debate out of the chute to talk about his agenda, where Carter skipped the first debate because John Anderson was part of it. Remember, he was the independent guy. People forget about him. So this gave him a lot of leeway. Then you fast forward to 84, and the same thing. People were worried about whether or not Reagan was too old, and he made that comment about not making age an issue in the campaign, that he wasn't going to exploit for political purposes his opponent's youth and inexperience. And of course, people laughed at that. It was Walter Mondale that he was going up against. So, yeah, maybe, you know, looking back and thinking about some of these other debates, some of the big ones, and Kennedy Nixon was the first one out of the chute without a doubt. What do they mean? What do they mean to you, the debates? Stay with us.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And besides, after 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
If you want to weigh in the debates, is Bill right? We have a schizophrenic population when it comes to who we vote for. And I'm thinking back of debates that I've seen or debates that I've seen footage of if I wasn't alive, and just really how big the debate weighs on the minds of people when they go to vote, because it's the one time where you do have the two people squaring off against each other, and theoretically anyway, going down, boom, 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 here's all the issues, here's what America's concerned about, here's what's happening, what do you say, answer, 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 and rapid fire. And the first time around, the two parties that didn't have these debates, 1960, President Nixon, for Republican Vice President Nixon facing John Kennedy, who was at the time Senator from Massachusetts, and it was popular. It was broadcast on network TV and was big because Nixon was uncomfortable. He was uncomfortable with the whole camera thing. So then it was that there was no debates. There wasn't this debating until 1976. And most of the reason why is because the people who were incumbents didn't want to debate. They didn't want to debate. And that's that whole equal time for candidates thing. So, but jump back to 1976 and it's definitely played a role in the campaigns. Because if done correctly, a really skilled debater can exploit whatever their opponent's Achilles heel is, their weakness. And they can deflect things, and you got a national audience. I mean, 67.2 million last time around was pretty good. You think of 1976, Carter was able to benefit when Ford said there's no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe, and that was played up. The remark was played up as a huge blunder. So some people thought that pushed Carter to win the election then. And I already talked about 1980 and the fact that Carter blew off that first debate because John Anderson was there. So how much did that help Reagan because he had time to lay out his platform? Probably pretty good. It helped pretty good since he wasn't there. But isn't that interesting that from 1960 to 76, nothing? Because the people that were in the office were like, forget you, I'm not debating. I saw what happened with Nixon, forget about it. So all that whole time didn't have it. Now, everybody does it. They don't miss it. They do it. 92, Bill Clinton, he did the debating thing. And remember, it was kind of like that. It was the town hall. They kept calling it the town hall. That's when they started to throw out that word. So do debates reaffirm the way you're voting, or do they change them? Experts say, I was reading up on this, and this is why I keep asking this question about the debates. Experts say that debates, the opposite of what Bill said, that debates reaffirm somebody's opinion rather than change them. So debates are useful for the swing people who, before the debates, haven't seen whoever the people are that they're watching without something, without a media story or whatever. So the debates are different. And debates with television, of course, are different because you can watch what the expressions are and watch what's being, watch the faces of what's going on. So the expressions and the reactions to things. So it's interesting. And also the Communications Commission and what they've done with the equal time provision. So they actually changed that. The Federal Communications Commission had a loophole, of course. We're all about loopholes, right? They created a loophole regarding the equal time thing, and it ruled debates were news events. So if debates were sponsored by some organization other than the networks, coverage of the news event was exempt from the equal time requirement thing. They didn't have to worry about that. But I don't care about sponsorship or any of that stuff. It's more about, is it true? Do the debates have the effect of just reaffirming who you think? You know, this is who I'm voting for. This is why I'm voting this way. You know, this is it. And this just reaffirms it. I mean, how many people, and this would be the thing, since Obama got clobbered in the first one, and his people are saying that, he's saying that, so that's not even a partisan thing. Oh, Republicans are just pouncing on this, and they're just beating up on the Democrat. No, he's saying it. He's admitting it, that he was a lame performer, and it was like he wasn't there. So now they're talking about how aggressive he's going to be this time around. But if somebody was going to vote for Obama, and they watched him the first time around, and then they watched him the second time around, is it really going to persuade them not to vote that way? Are they really going to say, wow, I was going to vote for Obama, but he's so crappy in the debates. I'm going to just go against everything that I believe in, my ideology, and I'm voting for Romney. Forget it, because he's weak. I'm voting for Romney. It just seems odd that that would be what would happen. So I agree with the analysis that maybe the swing person, the people who haven't seen anything through a filter, a media filter, and their own ideologies, and they're just wide open, maybe that's what the deal is, right? So David Axelrod was all over the tube on Sunday. He was on Fox Sunday, and he talked about the fact that the Republican VP nominee, Congressman Paul Ryan, as you know, didn't during the debate and during any of his appearances detail how they're going to pay for this $5 trillion tax plan. Now, how are they going to pay for this? And he says that's where they're missing the boat on not nailing him on that question, and that he's just a great salesperson because he did it as a professional and he's good at it. So people aren't paying attention. He's not giving you the real meat, that he's not, you know, he's not doing that. Now, one of Romney's campaign advisors, a guy named Ed Gillespie, is saying he's going to do what he did in the first debate. He's going to talk about his agenda. He's going to talk about his policies. And he's going to be at his best. He's not going to change his record. He can't change his policy. He's going to talk about what he would do. He's going to come out swinging. So all the millions of dollars that have been spent in Ohio, in Florida, and in some of these other areas, will they be for naught, and will it really come down to the verbal sparring at Hofstra University in Long Island? That's going to be Tuesday. And then the final debate is in Florida 2 weeks before Election Day, and that's October 22nd. So that's right around the corner, too. You got Nevada, Florida, Virginia, Ohio. Huge. All four of those. This is pitch time. This is pitch time. I mean, this is, you know, third down, and we got to win this game or not. So, at least with the in the debate scenario, I would think especially if you're Obama, if you're the incumbent guy who blew it the first time around, he has really got to come out strong. He's really got to come out strong for sure. The debates in the past that we were talking about that really resonated, and the best example, and that's why there was that hiatus, the best example is the Nixon one, because Kennedy looked good. To Bill's comments about looking presidential, not looking weak, and that we don't like our presidents to have any kind of infirmities or problems or whatever, although you think of FDR, the wheelchair and all that, so I don't know. But the whole idea of looking presidential, especially with the tube, so the television era would make a difference. You know, Walter Mondale versus Reagan, making the joke and talking about the age thing, and even Mondale cracking up at that, the humor thing works too, and it definitely worked for Reagan because he used it in all of his, every time he was debating, he was able to use that to turn that around, and that absolutely squared him with people because he had the ability to really deliver the lines, but he could also do it in debates, not just if he was giving a speech. He was able to do that. You know, I was thinking about the vice presidential debates and some of the big moments with VP debates, because in this last one, the thing that comes out of it, I think, is very partisan. People either just thought Biden killed it, or people think that Biden got killed. There's sort of like no in-between in anybody I've talked to here, right? And you think of the lines of some of the other VP debates, like in 92, James Stockdale, when he said, "Who am I? Why am I here?" Remember that? that was pretty wild. That may be the best of all time. That might be the best line of all time. All right, stay with us. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world. Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're talking about the debates and the impact of the debates that are coming up. The next one is the second installment of the presidential debate, so that'll be at Hofstra University, and whether or not there really is this incredible impact, or are there memorable moments that can make a difference. So I'm racking my brain, doing some of this on the fly and thinking of memorable moments. And you remember Geraldine Ferraro just slamming George H.W. Bush, Papa Bush, his, what she called his patronizing attitude. And so one, she was the first woman to run for VP. She, and her debate performance, she rebutted a Bush attack on foreign policy, because you had the foreign policy thing coming up, with, you know, a few elbows. And she said, let me help you with the difference. let me help you with the difference between Iran and the embassy in Lebanon was one of the things that was said to her by Bush, and she said, I almost resent Vice President Bush, your patronizing attitude that you have to teach me about foreign policy. But that was Papa Bush, Bush 1, on the vice presidential side of things, not when he was doing a presidential debate. Since there were some definitely there were some good moments in VP history, too, where you had, like, Dole, for example. I looked at some footage of Dole on and Walter Mondale, and the when they were asked about the President Ford's pardon of Richard Nixon, Dole, who was the Republican nominee, said that it's not a very good issue any more than wars like the ones in Vietnam or Korea. He then said, if we added up killed and wounded in Democrat wars in this century, it'd be about 1.6 million Americans, enough to fill up the city of Detroit. And then Mondale said, Senator Dole has richly earned his reputation as a hatchet man. And that footage of that is just absolutely priceless. We might have to dig into the archives and play some of these over the next week or two. But there are moments that you forget about that have happened with debating, because again, there was that blank space in between, and then you have to look at 76 and move forward from that. One thing for sure is, and I always say this, I'm a poll princess. I look at the polls, and I think there, as much as you can manipulate polls in certain directions, there is something to polling. And the reason there is something to polling is because there's a reason why pollsters get paid big bucks. If none of the polls were ever accurate, if they were never accurate, so far off the mark, then they wouldn't figure into the equation in the election cycle, because nobody's gonna pay for this. No Republicans running or Democrats running or PACs or anybody that's trying to get information, because knowledge is power, and try to figure out what is it people are looking for, what are they saying, what is he doing wrong, or what are they doing wrong, or what can we do better, or any of that, then they just wouldn't even bother with it, because they wouldn't get any of the information that they need to move forward when they're out campaigning aggressively. They wouldn't look at those. They wouldn't pay attention. They wouldn't pay attention to the polls. They wouldn't pay for any polls, because they want to know what likability. What about this issue? How do I come out on foreign policy? How do I come out on the economy? Do people trust me tax-wise? That's why all those breakdowns are so fascinating. And right now, without a doubt, it is very neck and neck. And some of the polls, Romney in the last 2 weeks has really pulled ahead. Not in likability, though. In likability, he still is lagging way behind Obama. But on questions of business, economy, taxes, all the money questions, pretty much Romney owns that territory. It is his. He's running away with it, without a doubt. But in other areas, Obama still shines, and a lot of that has to do with the breakdown of the demographics of the voting population, women, whether or not it's some of the minority vote, the Latino vote. Without a doubt, the Latino vote, the female vote, really skews heavily in favor of Obama. So the battleground days before a tight election, who wins is definitely determined by Ohio, Nevada, Florida, and Virginia. Absolutely. Especially the bigger bookend states. The amount of electoral votes at stake either push you in play or push you completely out of it. So you start to hear the early election returns, and you pay attention to where they are for very good reasons in the spots that have most of the votes. And in the spots, by the way, that Obama has previously won. So we got Tuesday's debate. It's going to be actual voters in a town hall format. And I think the one thing I would, if I were a strategist prepping either one of these guys, if I was Romney's person, I would say just keep doing what you're doing and don't try to change anything. Stay firm and lay out specific points. If I was Obama's person, I would say you cannot pull the interruption card. I think that Biden did when he was doing his thing 82 times against Paul Ryan when he was chuckling and shaking his head and interrupting him. That's a no-go for Obama. Because, one, it's not natural for him since he's more a lay-in-the-weeds kind of guy, so it wouldn't come off right. And, two, because we just saw that with Biden, I don't think that would play well. Well, it wouldn't play well. He's the president. It's not going to play well. If he wants to disagree with Romney and go for the jugular a little bit, he could do that. But I think he would struggle if he tried to completely chop his head off and just interrupt and make faces and talk about laugh and say that's not what you're doing or any of that. That would just backfire, I believe. So he just has to be more aggressive in his answers and show up and be there, because he didn't seem very present the first time around. It was almost like, yeah, they dragged me to this thing, and so here I am, and here we go, but I'm the president, and now I'm doing this debate thing because I have to be here. It's going to be different the second time around, absolutely, because he's going to get questions about Libya, what the White House knew, when they knew it, that kind of stuff. I mean, that'll be a question. Would you have handled Libya differently, or how would you handle it, or however it's worded, because it's debate, so they get the same question, but it'd be easy to throw up the Middle East and what's happened in the Middle East and what's happening with Iran, and that's going to for sure be a ton of the questions. If they're going to do this for an hour and a half, a lot of the focus will absolutely be in the sands of the Middle East and other things when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to China. China will be absolutely fair game. You know, what we're doing on credit cards, it's crazy. While we're helping the rest of the world, our credit cards, we might as well just, like Dave Ramsey says, we as a government, we need to like take out these giant pair of scissors and cut them in half because of what's happened to the deficit. And some of that is because of money that's been spent on other soils and other spots of the world, and especially the expense of both of these wars, and are we going to gear up and get thrown into yet another one of those situations? Any thoughts on the show, please send them to me. You can do that pretty easily. Go to americatonight.net and click on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
To celebrate, cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com.
New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.